Kroger Tenderay Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, fortune-telling is not a specialty of ours, but we can tell you right now that you'll say it was a mighty fortunate day for you when you visited your Kroger store to buy Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? You betcha. Why, it's just brimming with flavory-rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you will find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's priced for real thrift, too. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny's brother, Pat, has agreed to leave his daughter, Valerie, in Penny's care, provided she employs young Nora Williams as a nurse for the child. Penny agrees. But since she and Pat have little money, this poses a problem. It's the next morning now, and Penny is at her stepfather's office when Johnny Keith enters.
Well, hello there, Penny. I didn't know you were here.
Oh, good morning, Johnny. I'm sorry to bother you. I just came down to get the bonds I've had in Jed's safe. He left a key with me, you know.
Yes, yes, I know. Say, you're not going to cash these bonds, are you, Penny?
Oh, Johnny, I don't know. I kind of wanted to look them over first. I'd sort of forgotten how many I had and how much they were worth.
Just like a woman.
Johnny Keith, I don't like that. Not a bit. Just that I've had them so long, I've kind of forgotten.
Yeah, I was only trying to tease you. Say, who's staying with the baby?
Oh, Pat's with her this morning. That's why I came down here today. He's leaving for New York tomorrow, you know. It'll be some time before he gets back.
Yeah, yeah, so I understand. Look, I was talking to Freddie earlier this morning. I understand you're in a rather tight spot.
Johnny, you know that Freddie exaggerates sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but I don't think he was exaggerating this time. Look, I know it's none of my business what you do, and I have no right in the world to offer you
advice. If you're going to say that I'm wrong to take the responsibility for Valerie, don't, Johnny.
Well, Penny, you realize what it'll do to you.
It'll make me very happy to have her, even if it's for just a little while.
It may be for a long while, Penny. Maybe forever.
Oh, Johnny, that'd be too much to hope for. Someday, Pat'll want her back.
Okay, I'll argue from that angle, then. How will you feel if you've given 5 or maybe 10 years of your life to bringing up that child and then giving her up?
It's Pat who's giving her up, right now.
For a matter of convenience, or because he's forced to. And he's only had her a few months. Think how he must hate to let her go after such a short time. Penny, it'll break your heart to give her up after having her for years.
I'll worry about that when the time comes, Johnny.
It'll be too late to worry about it then. There'll be no way of avoiding heartbreak then. Now's the time to duck it, Penny.
I'll take the chance.
You'll ruin your life now and break your heart later, huh? Well, it's a fine future you've mapped out for yourself.
Right now, Valerie's future's a lot more important than mine is, Johnny. You know, you're not going to talk me out of it, so why don't you stop trying?
Because I want to do more than try. I want to convince you you're making a mistake.
What would you like me to do? Tell Pat to put her in a home?
No, but...
But what?
I don't know
what. You see, Johnny, there's really no choice in the matter. I could have told Pat to put Valerie in a home. There's a swell one in Wayne City. Or I could have told him to take her to Mother and Jed. They'd adore to have her.
You bet they would. And speaking of your mother, you think she'll approve of your tying yourself down with Pat's baby?
No, I not only think so, Johnny, I know so. I talked to her on the phone last night.
Oh?
Oh, incidentally, Jed's almost well again.
Oh, good, mm-hmm. Good. He's too tough to stay sick, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
What'd your mother say about you taking Valerie?
Oh, she thought it was wonderful. Especially since I agreed to hire this little Nora Williams to help me.
Oh, you mean that cute girl who stayed with the baby last
mm-hmm.
Thursday night? You know, I'm going to be ringing your doorbell more often from now on.
Johnny Keith, you're a married man.
Yes, I know. And You're never going to let me forget it, are you?
Oh, Johnny, please, let's not start that again.
Well, you started it. I didn't.
I was only trying to be funny.
Sure, I realize that. But that's nothing to joke about with me, and you know why.
Johnny, please, let's drop the subject.
Okay. What, will you let me convince you you're wrong to saddle yourself with that baby?
No. No, nothing will ever convince me that it's not the right thing to do. Oh, Johnny, you don't know how much I love her, how much fun it's going to be.
Okay, okay, don't say any more. If I can't talk you out of it, I'll do my best to make it easier for you.
Thank you. But there's nothing you can do.
No?
No.
Freddie told me about your finances this morning.
I might have known he'd tell you about that. Why did I let him know?
I'm glad you did, for a couple of reasons.
Oh?
For one, I'm beginning to see what's really inside that kid. You know, there's nothing wrong with Freddie that time isn't going to fix. You know what he asked me this morning?
What?
If he couldn't work nights and earn a few dollars extra so he could pay that plus part of his regular salary to you for his keep.
Oh, that poor kid. As if he doesn't work hard enough as it is.
Well, he's willing to work harder. Even skip his half holiday on Monday so he can give you enough money to make it count.
Johnny, don't let him work nights.
Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to. But he won't take something for nothing, you know. So I'm going to let him work full-time on Mondays from now on and give him a little more money.
He deserves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
And he deserves to keep it, too. Oh, Johnny, try to talk him out of giving me money for staying at the house, will you? I'll be able to manage without it.
I think you are, too, Penny, because I'm going to give you a job.
You are?
Sure. Why not? After all, this is your stepfather's place. Why shouldn't you work here? And I need help.
Oh, no, Johnny, I couldn't.
Look, do you have to be against everything I say?
Johnny, Keith, it just isn't right.
What do you mean it isn't right?
Well, I feel as if I were accepting charity.
Charity? Now, don't fool yourself, sister. There's really a lot of work to do here. I was going to hire a girl anyway, but I haven't been able to find one with the right experience. And you're just it. You're just right. And Jed'd be awfully tickled.
I suppose Jed wouldn't have checked, would he?
Oh, and your mother'd feel much easier about it, too. I know she'd rather have you working here with me and for Jed's company than for a pack of strangers. Now, what do you say? Can you start tomorrow?
All right, Johnny.
Had a girl. It'll be like old times, won't it? You and I
no,
working...
No, Johnny. No, it won't be like old times. Because if it is like old times, it can't go on that long. Let's keep that in mind from the start, shall we, Johnny? They have a lot of trouble later.
I'd like to... Oh, hello, Nora.
Oh, good morning, Miss Dodge.
What are you doing at the Gibbs house?
Waiting for Miss Gibbs. I may go to work here, maybe starting today, I hope.
Oh. Oh, will it be all right if I come in for a minute?
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I'm sure it will, too.
Come in.
Are you expecting Miss Gibbs at any particular time, Nora?
Oh, any minute now, I guess. Her brother said she went downtown for just a little while.
Uh-huh. Oh, her brother's here now.
Yes, but he's out in the garage fixing something.
I see. So you may go to work here after all, Nora.
Yes, Miss Dodge, and isn't it just scrumptious? I'll be taking care of the baby and everything.
Oh, I don't know, Nora. A young girl with your looks and intelligence should be able to do better than this.
Oh, crickets, Miss Dodge. Is there anything wrong with this?
Well, there are much nicer homes in Rustell than this.
But I don't think I'd like them as much as I like this one.
Well, how do you know until you've been in the other homes?
Well, I've been in yours, Miss Dodge.
Oh, you object to my home?
Oh, crickets. No, Miss Dodge. It's beautiful and wonderful and marvelous and all that. But it's... Well, it's too big and the people are so... Well, I just don't feel as if I belong in the place you live in.
I see. You prefer something a little more, well, a little more ordinary.
Well, I don't know. All I know is I like it here.
Well, you stay here then, Nora, if it makes you happy. But, Nora.
Yes?
Remember that you wouldn't have even this job if I hadn't said to you here in the first place.
Oh, yes, I'll remember, Miss Dodge. And I'm ever so grateful. Daddy said to be sure to thank you when I saw you again.
Well, never mind the thanks. Nora, you look as if you're a smart girl. How would you like to repay me for what I've done for you?
Oh, it'd be just super if I could.
Well, you can, Nora, and quite easily, too. And I'll pay you, of course.
Pay me?
Yes.
Oh, I want to be paid. You see, Miss Gibbs...
Yes, I realize that, but Miss Gibbs won't pay you much. At least not as much as you'll want for pretty clothes and jewelry. You'll want to have your hair done. You know, Nora, you'd be quite a hit with the boys if you had the money to, well, to make yourself look as you could.
Oh, I'll never have that much money, Miss Dodge.
Oh, yes, you will, dear. I'll pay you well.
But golly, Miss Dodge, what for? I'm going to work here.
I know. And while you're working here, you'll find out a lot of things about your mistress. You'll know who comes to call on her, and you'll be able to... Well, Nora, you'll have the run of the house every now and then when you're left all alone.
Oh, no, Miss Dodge, I could never do anything like that.
Of course you could, Nora. Especially when you see how well I'm going to pay you.
Oh, Miss Dodge, I'd do just anything you wanted me to. I'm so grateful. But, well, Miss Gibbs
I'll have to run now, Nora. I think that's Miss Gibbs' car coming in the driveway.
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, she's going around to the garage. I'll just slip out the front way. Tell her I couldn't wait.
All right, I will.
And, Nora, I want your word. Don't you dare tell Miss Gibbs what you're going to do for me. And you are going to do what I ask. You understand?
Yes, Miss Dodge.
I knew you'd be smart about it. Bye.
Goodbye, Miss Dodge. Oh, crickets, grasshoppers, and little broomsticks. Oh, hello, Miss Gibbs.
I hope I didn't keep you waiting too long.
Oh, crickets, no.
Good. Oh, I see you brought your suitcase just as you said you would.
Yes, I did. I won't have to take it back to the farm with me this afternoon, I hope.
Oh, no. You take it right upstairs into the room next to the nursery and unpack it, Nora.
Oh.
This is your new home now.
Miss Gibbs, how super scrumptious. You really mean it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I got a job this morning, Nora, so you've got a job, too. You still want it?
Oh, crickets, do I want it, Miss Gibbs. You know I do.
And it's yours. And welcome to your new home, Nora.
Oh, thank you, Miss Gibbs. Thank you ever so much.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. Oh, by the way, were you talking to someone just before I came in?
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. I meant to tell you right away. Miss Dodge was just here.
Madeline Dodge?
Yes, the real rich lady. She told me to tell you she couldn't wait.
Well, that's too bad. I wonder why she came to see me. Nora, did she say what she wanted?
Yes, she did, Miss Gibbs, but I can't tell you what it was.
Why not?
Well, she made me promise not to tell.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, Miss Gibbs. Honest, it isn't, because, oh, crickets, I just die before I do what she asked me to.
Well, there's certainly no doubt of Nora's loyalty to Penny, is there? Or is the lure of money going to be too great for the poor girl? And just why does Madeline Dodge want to know so much about Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. There's nothing quite like a delicious beef dinner to welcome your family home from a day's work. And the best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's your 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody at the house. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now, your local announcer.